First, you make a roux, sure. But from there, opinions on how to make a great gumbo vary widely from one New Orleans kitchen to another. This is, of course, true of home cooking, but it's probably underscored even bolder in restaurants. For instance, the signature gumbo at the contemporary Cajun spot, Cochon, has hunks of roasted pork and black-eyed peas. While in Metairie, the very French Chateau de Locke has been known to slide some foie gras into its gumbo bowl from time to time. Meanwhile, at Revolution, the ultra-luxe new restaurant at the Royal Sonesta Hotel, the attention-grabbing dish called Death by Gumbo involves a whole roasted quail that's been stuffed with the normal gumbo fixings of rice, oysters, and sausage. The dexterous diner is meant to cut this bird open, disgorging its savory cargo into the roux. But these are all contemporary renditions at high-end restaurants. This weekend, November 10th and 11th, we have a chance to taste our way across a half dozen somewhat more subtle gumbo variations from more traditional neighborhood eateries at the Treme Creole Gumbo Festival. This event is one of the neighborhood festivals put on throughout the year by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the nonprofit behind Jazz Fest. It started in 2009, and this year it seems poised to break out pretty big. For one, it has a new location in Congo Square at Louis Armstrong Park, and that's a higher profile venue than in previous years. There's music with a lineup of 10 of the city's leading brass bands performing over a two-day span, and then there's the food. Six food vendors is not a lot compared to the cornucopia we find at some larger local festivals, but each of the half dozen taking part in this weekend's Gumbo Festival is particularly distinctive. Each has its own story to tell, and each tells at least part of it through its gumbo. One is Little Dizzy's Cafe on Esplanade Avenue, where proprietor Wayne Baquet carries on a family restaurant tradition that stretches back to 1947. Today, Baquet serves a gumbo with roots reaching back nearly as far, at least half a century, he reckons. It's a gumbo with homemade hot sausage, smoked sausage, crab, shrimp, and chicken, all in a roux that is tended by one single restaurant staffer, Miss Tina Cockerham, who has been in charge of that Baquet family roux for some 35 years. Also at the Gumbo Festival will be Nola Foods from Treme, Bricado's Eat Dat from New Orleans East, and Olivier's Creole Restaurant in the French Quarter. And Miss Linda Green, also known as the Yakiman Lady, a fixture at Second Line Parades, who has, more recently, been showing national TV audiences what Creole cooking is all about with appearances on several network food programs. And finally, the festival will also feature a comeback of sorts from Miss Celestine Dunbar of Dunbar's Creole Kitchen, a pre-Katrina destination for Creole soul food that is now planning its long-awaited reopening next year in Gentilly. They'll all be serving gumbo, and if we know anything about how this classic dish moves people, they'll be talking gumbo too. Find details for the Treme Creole Gumbo Festival at wwno.org.